obviously a big time. It's you know, it's kind of neat when you take something just from ground zero and build it up. It's obviously a learning curve. The questions that have to be answered now are a little bit different than they were year one. But now as we move on to, what year is this now?
This is our sixth annual.
Yeah, this is
the
sixth time.
It?
Yeah, yeah, really. So it's coming up.
This little party kind of grew into
a
huge
deal. Yep, people coming in from all over the state. So obviously we moved the date so that we hope that the weather will cooperate a little bit more and it won't be nearly as warm. But what are some facts and figures that people need to know?
Well, the new date is October 12th and 13th this year. We put that in the second weekend of October just to not infringe on First Friday and to bring people down for two reasons in October.
Sure. Uh-huh.
The event has grown, immensely. Friday night, of course, will be free. Saturday is a minimum of $5, 13 and older to get in. We will have both stages going Friday night, both stages going all day Saturday, and chef demonstrations, all kinds of fun things, cook-off, and you can purchase steaks Friday and Saturday, and we'll have probably over 24 wineries from Texas out there Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got, of course, Roger Kreger will be our headliner this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Johnny Lee and the Urban Cowboy Band coming.
Yeah.
So we've got variety for everybody. I love Johnny Lee. So
now, Kat's new to the show, but I mean, do you know about Texas Reds, or do you have any other questions that you'd like to know about?
I would love to. I've never heard of Texas Reds.
Well, I tell you, it takes a village to do this event. And two, one of the big things right now is our vendors, and we're not talking just you know, your food and beverage and craft, but this is cook-off teams application, winery applications, and also our volunteer applications. All that, it takes over 600 volunteers to run this event.
So is it kind of a food and arts festival?
It is. We have juried arts coming in this year. We're going to have probably over 25 to 40. You know, they're just coming in left and right now. On 26th Street, and it's going to be great. I mean, this is a new kind of venue that we're pulling Artist Showcase out into the event, and so that's what people have asked for, and that's what we're going to do.
Excellent. Yeah, it does sound good. And again, we'll see, the first few years they had it in the summertime, it's just hot.
Okay.
We knew that,
well,
so we're hoping for a little break.
Well, she did catch my attention because that's my birthday. That weekend is my birthday.
Oh, so we're having Texas Reds. Yeah, Texas Reds in honor of your birthday.
We'll have to go on down there, have a steak with a candle in it, and we can all blow on it and test the germ.
Yeah, like we did with the birthday cakes yesterday. So anyway, now, that means, do you need volunteers as well?
Absolutely. Okay. We're always looking for volunteers. Volunteer application is on our website, TexasRedsFestival.com. And as well, like I was saying, all the vendor applications, deadline is coming pretty quick. So that's the end of August 31st, end of this month. So get your applications in. I mean, space is filling up really quick.
Sure. And you've got a special website for this, all
Texas,
this stuff?
Yeah, Texas Reds. REDS festival.com.
Is there a good phone number folks can call?
209-5528.
Okay.
There you go.
Is that
area
code 979?
It is.
Correct.
Yes. All right, good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you.
Yep.